Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor's Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something good
today. Welcome to a Friday edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt. And several times now, we have recognized sacred selections. I have never had this particular chapter on The Mark Wyatt Show. It's the Middle Tennessee Friends of Sacred Selections, and they have organized a special event for this Saturday. It's the 10th annual Wild About Adoption. I have Wendy Brown on the line with me right now, as she has been working very hard, along with a great team of people, to help some families in their pursuit of adoption. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, Wendy Brown.
Thank you so much, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here.
Glad to have you. Let's talk about your passion behind Sacred Selections and the efforts that you are involved in with the Middle Tennessee group.
Oh, certainly. Our group started, it was about 11 years ago, and my good friend Linda Davenport came to me and was telling me about Sacred Selections, and her brother and his family had benefited from a grant from Sacred Selections and were supported by the Memphis group, and she said, we need to start something here and pay it forward. And that was 11 years ago, so we're looking at our 10th annual event this year.
That is amazing. I saw that it was 10th annual. And you never know when you start those events if they're going to be annual. People take a big risk calling anything the first annual.
Right.
As a tourism director, I remember always staying away from the term first annual until the second one.
Exactly. So we did not refer to it as that. As a matter of fact, our first one was very small, but, you know, we planted seeds, and that's where it all starts.
What has the success been thus far over the past 10 years with this special event?
We have really built up a great following here in Middle Tennessee, and 3 years ago, we were fortunate enough to go to Nissan Stadium, home of the Tennessee Titans, and we had a big event there, and that was our big record-breaking year. We had over 300 in attendance and raised the most money we had ever raised that year. So we built on that, and the next year, we continued that success. We weren't able to go back to Nissan Stadium, but we did go to the Loveless Cafe, to their barn, and had a big event. And then, of course, last year, COVID hit. So we did everything virtually, and that was even a big success.
As we think about this year, and we think about the Cuffles, the Carswells, and the Normans, they are all excited about this opportunity to adopt because, of course, that is the whole purpose of this, is to put children in loving homes and move forward in this life in a good way.
Absolutely. And that, you know, that's the whole goal of Sacred Selections. And so that's what we all work toward in that same goal. And it's such a blessing to see so many children. I think there's 328 now that have been placed in Christian homes. And that just melts my heart thinking about that, that that many people now have a chance to learn about God and a chance, you know, to reach heaven.
When you were first involved with Middle Tennessee Friends of Sacred Selections, and you worked your way into having all of these responsibilities leading the Middle Tennessee Friends of Sacred Selections?
Linda and I, we started the first event, and so we've both been actively involved since then. So in the first few years, it was mainly me and her, but we have built up a great committee that we now can designate different areas of our needs to, and it works out beautifully.
Isn't that great?
It's wonderful.
If they haven't done it before, they don't realize what it takes to start from the ground up and to build, and then to have some people lock arms with you and say, I want to join you in this, Wendy. I want to be part of this, and I want to be a help to you. It takes a lot of pressure off of you as an individual and allows it to be spread across a group. To put on Wild About Adoption, to put on these auctions, to be able to help these families, it really does lift the whole team up and help you guys to move forward in an even bigger way.
It really does. And we have such a great team here. I never hesitate to ask anybody for help because everybody's so willing to jump right in. So this year is a little bit different since it's, you know, it's at the zoo, and we're not going to have events that we normally have at our big event, like a live auction and a sit-down dinner and that kind of thing. But still, it's going to be a beautiful day this week, and we've got lots of tickets sold, so it's still going to be wonderful.
I miss the old arrangement. I miss the way that we were doing things, and I look forward to the day when those things can happen. But people have found ways to be able to work around and still be able to benefit their causes and do amazing work.
That's true. That's true. That's why we looked at the zoo this year. The zoo's been on our list now for a number of years, but we just thought this would be the perfect year for that because we know people are ready to get outside, ready to get rid of those masks, and enjoy just a day outside. And then in doing that, not only supporting adoption, but meeting and greeting so many of your friends that you're going to see while you're here.
Absolutely. If it's okay with you, Wendy, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, let's talk about this event, Wild About Adoption. We still have time for people to get tickets and to come and be part of the silent auction, be involved with the efforts of the Middle Tennessee Friends of Sacred Selections. Will you stick with me?
Absolutely.
Great. Folks, right now we have Wendy Brown. I appreciate the fact that she can join me here on the Mark White Show today as we recognize Sacred Selections and the Middle Tennessee Friends of Sacred Selections chapter. We have a great event taking place on Saturday at the Nashville Zoo. We are taking our family to the zoo, and Cora is looking forward to that. We're excited about it. We're excited for these families who are pursuing adoption, and we are glad to be part of their journey. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
Drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away.
Welcome back to a Friday edition of the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. Right now, I'm glad to have Wendy Brown on the line with me as we talk about this Wild About Adoption event, which is taking place tomorrow in Nashville, Tennessee at the Nashville Zoo. It's called Wild About Adoption. Wendy Brown represents the Middle Tennessee Friends of Sacred Selections through Sacred Selections. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Wendy Brown.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate your work. I appreciate your dedication over the years. And as you mentioned, the team of people who have come together to help families, not only in Middle Tennessee, but also expanding out to Troy, Alabama, as we help the Carswells.
Yes, we're so excited that we're able to help the Carswells.
People have really come together, and she did graduate from Athens Bible School in North Alabama in Athens. Even when you leave a place, you leave some of yourself behind, and there are people who still love you and care about you and want to help you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I find that when we indicate the need, it really doesn't matter where somebody's located. People are willing to step up and help.
Now, let me ask you, Wendy, do you have an opportunity, a really good opportunity, to get to meet the families that you all are helping?
I usually, if I don't already know them, I usually get to know them on the day of the event. Sometimes I'm able to communicate with them beforehand, but we have a great committee that handles all of our social media, and they do a great effort of reaching out to the families, getting to know them, and then from that, then they can communicate information to our group of followers on Facebook or any social media level to let them know who the family is and give them information about that family.
Speaking of information, we want to make sure that everyone who's listening right now knows how to connect with Middle Tennessee Friends of Sacred Selections and is able to find out about events that are coming up in the future and currently happening.
We have a Facebook page, Middle Tennessee Friends of Sacred Selections, and you can do that search and find us there. That's our main source of communication. We do have Instagram, but I really think most of our information goes on that Facebook page. So from there, even today, you can go there and find out about information about Saturday's event and anything else we have going on to support adoption.
What is your biggest takeaway when it comes to the service that you have been a part of with Middle Tennessee Friends of Sacred Selections and Sacred Selections as a whole?
I think there are several things. Number one, just knowing that you're helping a family reach a goal that they may think is unreachable just by helping provide that grant funding. That expensive adoption isn't inexpensive, but Sacred Selections can help that burden of finances. And so that warms my heart, but also the friendships that you make along the way, whether it be with the families or with the people that help you to plan events and pull things together, just the friendships that I've made there that I didn't have before. And then also realizing that people realize that, you know, everybody can adopt, but everybody can do something. And that something may be making a donation or attending our events or making items for our silent auction. There's so many things that people can do that support adoption if they're not able to adopt.
One of those things is coming up tomorrow as we go to the 10th annual Middle Tennessee Sacred Selections Wild About Adoption event at the Nashville Zoo. You can go on the Middle Tennessee Friends of Sacred Selections. You can click on the events, and then you will find that event. And then also at 7:30 tomorrow is the Saturday Night Live Grand Finale. Let's talk about that a little bit and what is going to happen during that grand finale.
Yes, we've been going all week. Every day we've been posting new information and releasing new silent auction items on our Facebook page. And we'll be finished at the zoo tomorrow at 6:00. But then we're going to move to Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Cameron and Krista Carroza are going to do a grand finale live Facebook event for us. We're going to have some musical entertainment. We're going to talk about some of the items in the silent auction that still needs bidding. And we're going to finish that up about 8:30 tomorrow night. But that's open to anybody, not just the local people. Anybody can join in on that Facebook Live event tomorrow night.
Great. And people who want to be part of the Nashville Zoo tomorrow at the Wild About Adoption fun event for these families to help raise money for their adoptions. It's Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday, and tickets can be purchased at midtnsswild.givesmart.com. And if people want to get tickets, we encourage them to do that and to join us on Saturday morning at 9:00 from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. there at the Nashville Zoo. That's exciting stuff, Wendy. I know you're looking forward to it.
We are so excited. A lot of work and effort has gone into this event on Saturday. We're so excited to see our previous Sacred Selection families there, our supporters, anybody and everybody associated with our group. We can't wait to see you.
Again, we encourage people to go to Middle Tennessee Friends of Sacred Selections on Facebook. And then also, if you would like to support Sacred Selections as a whole, go to sacredselections.org. You can find out more information about the great work of Sacred Selections. That is Dana and David Carroza, who started Sacred Selections. And thank you for your work, Wendy Brown. I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much. It's my honor, and I appreciate you having me on here today.
Absolutely. Folks, we have been talking to Wendy Brown, and we've been talking about the 10th annual Middle Tennessee Sacred Selections auction and Wild About Adoption at the Nashville Zoo. We're all going to be there tomorrow. I hope you can join us. Again, get your tickets at midtnsswild.givesmart.com. sswild.givesmart.com. Follow Sacred Selections on Facebook, and also follow the Middle Tennessee Friends of Sacred Selections on Facebook as well. You know, here on the Mark White Show, we recognize difference makers and we share their stories to encourage and inspire us all. If you are encouraged and inspired by the Mark White Show, I hope that you'll share the show with your friends, your neighbors, and your family. Let them know what we're trying to do to make a difference in our communities across the country and the world. I do also encourage you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and even on LinkedIn. And also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. So I hope you'll find the podcast and join in there, subscribe, and you'll see the shows when they pop up. You have been listening to a Friday edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Hello there, everybody. This is DJ Svoboda with the Imagine Friends of Imagineville, dedicated to spreading autism acceptance and autism inclusion, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing seems to
fit. You are my sunshine, my only. This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington and Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.